thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party has won a two-thirds parliamentary majority following Wednesday's national elections that Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has described as a sham.
Wednesday's election was credible and fair, observer missions from the African Union and the Southern African Development Community said today.
And ZANU-PF dismisses Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's claims that the harmonized elections were a sham.
So I wanted to invite Mr. Tsvangirai to please avail himself of these constitutional provisions so that he can get the remedy that he thinks he deserves.
ZANU-PF has dismissed Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's claims that the harmonized elections were a sham, saying he must approach the courts if he has any issues. Ivan Shifera reports.
Addressing the media on Wednesday's poll, ZANU-PF's Deputy Secretary for Legal Affairs and Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa said the elections were free and peaceful, as pronounced by observers from the Southern African Development Community and the African Union. He says Mr. Tsvangirai has no basis to declare the elections a sham.
So I wanted to invite Mr. Tsvangirai to please avail himself of these constitutional provisions so that he can get the remedy that he thinks he deserves. That is, if he has got any grounds to justify what he has been saying to all of you.
He said if there is no challenge 7 days after the announcement of results, then the president will be sworn in, adding the new leader should be in office 9 days after the announcement of the results. Chinamasa explains in the event of challenge, the court must decide on it in 14 days.
If there is a court challenge, and a court challenge must be done within the 7 days. So the court challenge is taken to the Constitutional Court. Then the Constitutional Court decides, say, before the expiry of the 7 days, at any time, it decides. Then the swearing in must be done within 48 hours of the judgment of the Constitutional Court.
Chinamasa commended the AU and SADC observer missions for giving what he said was a true assessment of the situation in Zimbabwe. The two groups have given a thumbs up to the Zimbabwean polls. He said they decided to exclude observers from Europe and the United States, saying those countries had imposed sanctions on Zimbabwe and would not give a fair assessment of the situation. He also accused Western countries of funding what he called pirate stations, mentioning Studio 7 and Voice of the People, among others.
They also are sponsoring pirate radio stations into our country, beaming illegally into our airspace. And these pirate radio stations are Studio 7, beamed from the Voice of America from Washington, Shortwave Radio Africa, beamed from the United Kingdom, Voice of the People, so-called Voice of the People, beamed from the Netherlands. And the objective of these pirate radio stations has been to effect regime change.
Official results show ZANU-PF is headed for a landslide victory and will proceed with its indigenization policy.
As a revolutionary party, why do we remain poor when we are sitting on these resources? And the response to those questions led us to the adoption of our indigenization policy, which means that all resources must be for the benefit of our people.
Full election results are expected before Monday. All observers agree the Zimbabwean polls were conducted in a peaceful environment, but differ on whether they can be described as free and fair. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.